Chapter 11. Then Holofernes said to her,
"Take courage, woman, and have no fear in your heart, for never have I harmed anyone who chose to serve Seleucus, king of all the earth. Even now, I would not have raised my spear against your people who dwell in the mountain region had they not slighted me and brought this upon themselves. But now, tell me why you have fled from them and have come over to us. In any event, you have come to safety. Take courage. You will live tonight and ever after. No one will harm you. Rather, you will be well treated, as are all the servants of my lord, King Seleucus."
Judith answered him,
"Accept the words of your servant, and let your handmaid speak in your presence. I will tell no lie to my lord this night. And if you follow out the words of your handmaid, God will give you complete success, and my lord will not fail to achieve his purposes. By the life of Seleucus, king of the whole earth, and by the power of him who has sent you to set all souls aright, not only do men serve him through you, but through your strength, even the beasts of the field and the cattle and the birds of the heavens will live for Seleucus and his whole house. Indeed, we have heard of your wisdom and sagacity, and it is reported throughout the whole earth that you alone are the most competent in the whole kingdom, rich in experience and distinguished in military strategy. Now, as for Achior's speech in your council, we have heard his words. When the men of Bethulia spared him, he told them everything he had said to you. Therefore, my lord and master, do not disregard his word, but keep it in your mind, for it is true. Indeed, our race cannot be punished, nor does the sword prevail against them unless they sin against their God. But now, lest my lord be repulsed and ineffectual, death will fall upon them, for their sins have caught up with them, by which they provoke their God to anger whenever they are deviant. Since their food supply is exhausted and their water has almost given out, they have planned to kill their livestock and have determined to consume all the things which God in his laws has forbidden them to eat. They have decided to consume the first fruits of the grain and the tenths of the wine and oil, which they had sanctified and set aside for the priests who minister in the presence of our God in Jerusalem, things it is not lawful for any layman even to touch with his hands. Since even the inhabitants in Jerusalem have been doing this, they have sent messengers there in order to bring back to them authorization from the council of the elders. On that very day, when the response reaches them, and they act upon it, they will be handed over to you for destruction. As soon as I, your servant, learned all this, I fled from them. God has sent me to perform with you such deeds that will astonish the whole world wherever people shall hear about them. Your handmaid is, indeed, a God-fearing woman and serves the God of heaven night and day. So I will remain with you, my lord. But every night your handmaid will go out into the valley and pray to God. He will tell me when the Israelites have committed their sins. Then I will come and let you know, so that you may go out with your whole army, and not one of them will be able to withstand you. Then I will lead you through Judah until you come to Jerusalem, and there I will set your throne. You will drive them like sheep that have no shepherd, and not even a dog will so much as growl at you. For this was told to me according to my foreknowledge. It was announced to me, and I in turn have been sent to tell you."
Her words pleased Holofernes and all his servants. They marveled at her wisdom and said,
"No other woman from one end of the earth to the other looks so beautiful and speaks so wisely."
Then Holofernes said to her,
"God has done well in sending you ahead of the people to strengthen our hands and to bring destruction to those who have despised my lord. You are not only beautiful in appearance, but your words are well spoken. If you do as you have said, your God shall be my God, and you shall dwell in the palace of King Seleucus, and shall be renowned throughout the whole earth.